The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're getting a lot of snow up here in Ontario, Southern Ontario, Canada, where we're broadcasting from. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show and welcome. We talk about spirituality. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be alert and wake up, for you to find your true purpose and to know who you are. It is by the method of spirituality and understanding thyself. You will learn that you are not limited. You are not just the body. You are not even the body. You are just a source that relies within the body, and we call it the soul. The body is just our vehicle that journeys us around from point A to point B. When it gets old, we lay it down and we get a new one. Why spirituality? And a question that was asked earlier this week to me is, why is spirituality on the rise? Well, it's not on the rise. It always has been, and it will always be. It is part of our existence. It is the non-physical part of what we can see, touch every day, but we certainly can feel it. Spirituality is all around us, and it will not change. It's always been. The question was, why does it seem to be on the rise? It has always been very high. Noticeably, in recent years, you may see or hear more things based on spirituality, more movies, more documents, more everything, maybe general conversations around the drinking water thing, if they still have that, the water fountain. So why is it on the rise? It is only becoming more available to you as more people are starting to look at spirituality as the way through life. It is the tool, the vehicle that is necessary. It is your connective ability, your ability to connect instinctively to all that there is. You are a part of it. It is a part of you. It is not any greater today than it was 1,000 years ago. The knowledge has changed. Evolution has occurred. Cities and people and everything, maybe not people, has changed, but the spiritual concept remains the same. It is the constant, like the ocean will never change. The size could, the temperature definitely, but it will not change. It will always be the ocean. And you can never say it feels wetter today, because it is what it is. So is spirituality. It is not on the grow. It is only becoming more available to you. And other people are waking up. You're waking up. And now you know more about spirituality than you may have 20, 30 years ago, or you're definitely hearing more about it today than you would have some time ago. It is becoming more readily available. Though it is within you, we are now seeing it externally, and others are now talking about it. We are growing and we're waking up. That's the intent of the show, is to wake you up, to learn that you're limitless. The God that exists is you. To learn that all the desires you have in life is attainable through the tools that you carry. To learn that when you came to this planet, you came fully equipped. The objects that you're looking for out there does not live out there. It is all within. Everything that exists on this planet, in this universe, is within you. In the planet, I wouldn't say universe, because there are certain parts of this world or certain information of this world is not relevant to our existence. We can say the planets are so far apart for a very good reason. We don't need to know what's there, but we are curious enough. And the reason we do this search is simply to try to make our lives better. Well, you don't have to get on that spaceship or go into that lab. Just go within yourself to find the answers, the happiness that you seek, the wealth, comfort, fear or fearless that you feel. All comes from within. We intend to wake you up, to let you realize that you all, that there is. You're on the top shelf, to let you know all that you desire is within you to bring forth. Wake up. Raise yourself to the higher level of consciousness that is required. Wake up. Study your spirituality and learn to connect yourself to nature that is also required. Wake up and live life as it was intended to live, as it was planned for you, and you should have lived. Wake up, or you should be living. Wake up to all that there is. I thank everybody for joining the show today. Thank you from all around the world for tuning in. Thank you for being on a search. I appreciate you being here. Without you being there, I couldn't be here. And as usual, when the teachers are ready to teach, the students will show up. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome to all the old-time listeners, people who have supported us from day one, from all around the world. Welcome to all the new listeners. Thank you for joining the show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. I was just talking a minute ago about why spirituality is on the rise, and it's simply because it's becoming more in your face, if you want to say that. It always was. We've lived many, many lives without having the ruler or seeking the ruler. We followed the rules of nature that was being given to us or directing us. Somewhere along the journey, we started dividing. We pick things that we like and we figure that this is the way it should be, and we go out and convince others to see it our way. And we join teams and we join clubs or armies to reinforce the way we see life. We automatically disagree with something that's not within our likes. But we shouldn't even look at it. It's not part of you. You have your purpose. You have your focus. You have everything about you that you need. You don't need to join that group, that gang, that club that is supporting some ideas that you enjoy, that gives you pleasure. But when you search within yourself and you find the truth, you'll also at this moment realize a lot of the things that you want is not necessary. And a lot of things that you want is causing your early demise. What you do need is within you. You need to live happy. That's within you. Live comfortable. That is within you. Live without fear. That is huge. That is also within you. The changes that you seek in the world does not exist out there. The changes that you're looking for in life is not out there. The things that you're hoping to gain to have the better life that you seek or the different life that you seek. It's not out there. The true navigational skills to find that success or whatever it is that you seek is within. The journey begins within. And amazingly enough, while you're doing this search internally, the items that you seek is finding its way to you. The idea is to search within. Imagine if you can, you're looking in a dark room and you're using a source like a light, a flashlight, or just your eyes. You're searching in this dark room for something. And that's pretty much what most of us are doing. We're searching somewhere in the dark for something. Well, I'll let you know, the item that you're looking for, the light you're using, the external light that you're using to do the search, is attached to what you're looking for. What you're looking for is attached to the source you're using to do the search. So we will spin around in a 360-degree rotation and not see what we're finding or looking for. What you're hoping to find is in within. Turn to search within. The tools, they're in there. The ideas, the methods, the information is in there. The search should be internal. There's nothing out there doing or coming or helping. There's nothing out there you're going to pick up and says, oh, this is the solution. And I'm speaking in a spiritual way or growth. All that you seek is within. Search within, and you will find what you need. What you need. And you will be, depending on the length of your search, a connect to nature. And this will guide you throughout life. Gets you out of trouble all the time, puts you in the path of whatever it is that you're supposed to be. It gives you your purpose. It protects you. Yes, nature has your back. All you have to do is follow the rules. It protects you. And to live without fear, to live with joy, to live and not just exist. To live is what we all seek. Now you can highlight that if you want to live well, but that's relative to opinion. The source of it all and the common denominator among all of this is to seek happiness and love, which resides in the same place. Everything is within you. All that you need is within you. Connect yourself to the source that can open that door for you to be able to read your own library, create anything you want to create, be a part of anything you want to be a part of, or not a part of something you're not enjoying. Your journey was designed for you, by you. We've been taken off our path, so we lose the path. We've been distracted. But you've come here on your own to do something. And that's the path that finding yourself will put you back on. The happiness you seek is within. The changes that you're hoping for in the world is within. Us trying to change it externally, that doesn't work. Condition yourself to be the best you, for you to live the best life. And by doing this, you will know who you are. If everybody got on board, remember who they are. if everyone is able to remember, everyone was able to look within themselves, the world would automatically change. But it has changed on others doing it internally at the same time. You do come here at times as a team. I'll give you an example, and I've used this one on the radio show before. A man bought his son a bicycle. A thief stole the bicycle. The son went to report the bicycle being stolen. The person received the report, responded to the son being angry, and said he is going to whoop them when he finds out who took his bicycle. And the one taking the report says, if you are going to do that, let me introduce you to someone who can teach you how to be that fighter. So there was the father who bought the bike and the son who received it and the thief who stole it and the policeman, let's say, who took the report and then the trainer who trained that person to fight and with his intent to seek revenge for the bike that was stolen, he became the heavyweight champion of the world, probably the best ever. So all those people, including the thief, was a part of that team. The purpose of him becoming the heavyweight champion of the world, we may never know. We may never know. Was it what he did in the ring or what he did after the ring? That was the significant message. We're not sure, but that was his purpose, and we all enjoyed it. But the point I'm making here is the team that came together for all that to happen, they all did their piece, their part. That thief was immaculate and taking the bike right at that time and not being caught. Because if he was caught, I guess the story would end there. We come together, we work as a team. And in every aspect of it, your team is to do this. If you are a part of a team or an individual, you're to do this. And that one is to do that. And this one is to do this. And we're all connected. We're all the same. We just have a different task, a different job. And life works that way. The purpose behind it or the driving force is equal all the way across the board. It's equal. The driving force behind you that makes you the entity that's within the body who acts as a person, it's all equal. The ability to have the machinery within ourselves to move this, lift that, raise that, pull that, dig this, it's all within. And we are not more significant than anyone else or anything else on this planet that has the same ability. You want to call that the God force or the life or the soul or the spirit. Yes, it is true that the ant is equal to the elephant, not in the physical size, but whatever it is that makes him motor and move and does what an elephant does or an ant is the same. Like driving a Mini Cooper or in a big transport truck, the driver is the same. The vehicles are a little bit different, but we're all equal and equally given portions of the life that we want. Have we got any
We have here, some emails. Connie wrote in and she said, when you state that we keep coming back with a new life, how many times do we get a new body? Is it forever? And if it's forever, how do we explain all the new people that are coming on Earth to raise the population? And that's from Connie. And Bert writes in, spirituality is coming back. We can see that in the world, but are you talking about faiths and religions or just worshiping something? And that's from Bert. And lastly, Nate writes in, he says, hello, I am a brand new listener from Dallas, Texas. Good afternoon. That's from Nate. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Please write in if you have a question, a comment, a thought. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. we're going to take on Bert's first, and he's talking about religion and worshiping and a whole bunch of other things that I want to say that spirituality is not something that you worship. It is there. It exists. You go into it or you're in it. It is a part of you. You're not worshiping it. You're not being trained to believe it. You're not being taught to give or devote. You're just saying walk in and let it happen. Other religions or other groups, and I don't want to go on the religion talk today, but if somebody's convincing you of something that exists, you can always just say, prove it. And the story will change. Or they've made up a story to explain the reason it cannot be explained. Give an answer to the reason why it cannot be explained. This is not something you worship. Spirituality exists as like the weather, or the water, or the air that you breathe. It does exist. It's around you. It surrounds you every step of the way. You're in it. We're saying open your eyes and acknowledge the existence of it. Just be in the presence or the knowing of it. It's not worshiping. You don't have to close your eyes or say anything or ask for this. Just be there. When you stepped out of the cold and you walk into the house, you do nothing to the heat. It just does what a heat does. Or when you leave your house and you go outside into the cold, you don't do anything. The cold takes over and does what the cold does and make you colder. We've learned to adapt ourselves to isolating or making ourselves warm or dressed a little bit more warm to deal with the elements that's out there. But if you're out there long enough, it will take effect because that's what happens. You don't worship this. It just exists. It is what it is. We're saying wake up to accept the fact or to acknowledge the existence around you. And it is around everybody. It surrounds everyone, much like the fish that's in the ocean. They're not saying, should we trust the water? They're not saying, you know, do anything. They're just being, and they're there, and they're following, and they're paying attention. Paying attention is what's key to all of it. When you believe in, just pay attention to what exists around you. If you pay attention to anything, you will become a part of it. The more you pay attention to something, the more of the impact that something has on your life. Pay attention to the spirituality and see what happens. It's not on the rise. It's always been. That's what I'd like to say. Nate, thank you very much for joining the show. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you for coming in. This is what we talk about, spirituality. Today, we're a little bit heavy and deep into it because I like that. And I love the ideas of being able to explain all of this or put light to all of this so you could get a better feel of this. So I love the questions. I thank you all for them. They really give me an opportunity to dive in and go to answering your questions. And by the way, when one person emails in a question for this show, it really impacts a whole bunch of other people. We're like-minded. And there's many times you would have heard a question that says, oh, right, that's it. And the answer to the question that you didn't ask, somebody else stepped up and ask the question for you, you get your answer. Pretty much like a team would work. Thank you very much for joining the show. Thanks, Nate. And Bert, I hope you got the answer that you're looking for. Connie, you're asking, when we go and we come back and we journey through life, are we doing this a numerous amount of times? Yes, most often. If you didn't finish the task you started or did the job that you were employed to do, you have to come back and do it. You have to repeat. How many times? I don't know. At some point in my life, someone told me that I've traveled 52 times already. This is my 53rd journey. And this is done through what we do, just to understand what the past lives were all about. So you could find that out. I don't know if it's important at all to know that. I don't know if it's relevant because the journey I traveled another life was done, was over. I laid it down. I finished it. I washed my hands and now moving on to the next task. If I didn't do it then, and I'm coming back today to repeat it, okay, let's pick up our chips and let's start again. Get the shovel and start digging, because we're going to do this again and again and again till we get it right or finish it, or at least know what it is. But when your journey ends in this life, you should just wash your hands and walk away. And everybody around you, unfortunately, and this is going to sound bad, should do the very same. You've come, you've delivered the message. Thank you very much. Have a good day. And we'll talk again, maybe, or not. The message that was delivered is the idea that we should carry on. And you've come specifically to tell me it's going to rain and I go get my umbrella because now I'm prepared and I walk with my umbrella until, you know, I don't think much of the messenger. I may thank him or her, but the messenger doesn't really have the impact on the message. And what we try to do most often is to get the message, regardless of the method it was delivered to you, by whom, what. It's the message that we need to focus on. So if a man, let's just say for the argument's sake, Jesus was to come here and deliver a message, are we to worship him? Because the message was delivered. Be it right or wrong, change or not change, are we still supposed to be dealing with the messenger? Because that's not the significance. The significance, or the important part of it, is what was sent in that package, in that message. Let everything else go. Simply because that's over with. The messenger's gone home. He's having dinner with his family. Everybody's great. And you're just really just talking to him all the time. And he just wants to be left alone. That's what I think. But yeah, it's the message that you need to be mindful of, and the message that you need to focus on. Connie, I don't know exactly how many times. And yes, you do choose to come here. So that would say to me and to everyone else, you would choose not to come here. Is there somewhere else? Yeah, probably. Of course, this can't be the only source that we could go to have a life. However, we do know, as it is today, Earth is the only place where we could display ourselves in the physical, like a human's life or an animal's life or a tree's life. We know that we've come here to execute a lot of our ideas, because this is the only place that we have that tangible things will work. You could build a desk if you want, or a crane, or a birdhouse, or, you know, a dam, the CN Tower. You can build all these things. Can't build it anywhere else, because this is where it happens in the physical. The good thing is your job or your team's job was probably, could have been, to build an airplane to fly across this land. So you come together and you create something, and here it is. We're flying around the world. That's a team. The person who will come, or body or entity that will come to explain to us how to live among ourselves, they're here. They're doing that. The voices are being heard. And we are becoming more civilized within ourselves. We are learning that a life is a life. We're not as willing today, and I hope this is the truth, to grab a picnic lunch and go to the town hall to watch the public lynching, or the beheading, or whatever they did back there. We're not likely to do that today. At least I believe we're less likely, let's say that, to do that today, because we are becoming more civil. And another life is being taken, and you really don't need to be the one to see it happen. And when we look back at that time and that those years that those things occur, and it happens today, people go to the prisons to watch the red light go out when that person is being put away. Don't get it, but I guarantee you the groups are smaller. Why are there so many people here today, now, as opposed to how? So the question was, how do we get more people here? Well, what's happening in this era is we are facing what is called, we would say, the grand finale, the graduation, the, oh, let's see what happens. This is it. And people will come and are coming in disabled form just to be a part of the existence, to feel and to experience and to find out what is happening now. More people, a lot more people are here today than, let's say, 40, 50 years ago. We're facing what they call the grand finale. We're going to change. We're on the point of a pivot. We're on the point of a pivot. And something else will occur. We don't know what that is. But we do have a lot of people here who just wants to see or be a part of. The way you would show up at a graduation ceremony because you just want to see, you know, maybe the kids going through what they've gone through and finished it. Yeah. A lot of people are coming here, Connie, because right now the world is changing as it has many times in the past. We're experiencing a lot of visitors to the planet. We did lose a lot in November 2012 because that's when the change began, somewhere in that time. But that's a little deep. So we're going to leave that one alone for now. Thank you very much for that information, and thank you very much for asking that question. You're talking to Barrington, realityradio101.com on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. We're having a great time today. We're talking about the happiness that we seek. It is the topic of our show today, as well as it's going to be posted, if you're missing it or have missed it or you want to tell someone else about it, on the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. There's a book out there. We talk about Awaken Ascension Guide, and it is to align you to your true purpose in life. Check it out, Amazon.com. You'll find it there. Thank you very much again for being a part of the show. And all the shows that have we've done, they're listed as well on the webpage. Again, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Every show that we've done is listed there. They're all named. Most of them are named. And we're going through to do the rest as we speak. And you could catch the shows there. Listen to them if you want to. And of recent days, I've been talking about putting more stuff on YouTube. And I am trying my very hardest to do that. And we're working at it just so this message could be sent to a lot of other people who are searching. Some people just don't know. Most people don't realize that we are fast asleep in the sense as to the consciousness that we should or have the ability to have is not being activated. We're sleeping, but we're just saying, wake up. When we say wake up, we mean be realized. Become realized as to who you are, what purpose you say, what purpose you serve, who the true self is. Just wake up, open your eyes, look around you, pay attention to the things. If you don't know it, you probably don't need to know it. If you don't understand it, you probably don't need to understand it. Wake up and live your best self. The information that is required and that you will need will come to you. When the baby is hungry, he knows what to do to get the food. And it works. When he's uncomfortable and needs to be changed, he also knows what to do. And it works. When you get to a point in life where you're a little unaware or unsure, the information will come to you. We're survivalist. Nature's got your back. You will get the information as to how to survive. I've said this before. The deer sees the lion and knows right away this is not a good situation if they're close to each other. It is not a good situation, so the deer will take the necessary steps to, you know, get away or whatever he's going to do. Instinctively, that message is being delivered. We still have that same ability as that deer, as well as the lion, of course, to be able to figure it out instinctively We're saying being a part of spirituality will open that door for you to guide you to the path that's going to make you connected. And you will learn there the things that you are doing that might be the cause of you not enjoying a lot of things in life, or making yourself sick, or chasing the wrong vehicle, or, you know, doing something against the grain according to nature. And I've said this on the show before. You could take a look at your own self, look within and see how you see other people. If you're seeing the differences, if you see the differences, you've created it. If you're seeing better or worse, you've also created it. Or somebody told you that and now you believe it. But it's not possible. That is not possible. If we're all the same, we're all the same. And though the elephant and the ant may be quite different in sizes, the guiding force that makes that thing move around and do what it does is the same. This is where it starts. So if you're living in the tropics, you can walk around in shorts and t-shirt all day. That's fine, because that's where you're comfortable. And when you're not, and you're in the winter places like we are now, you have to change the attire. Because if you're outside, you have to change the attire simply because you need to blend into the elements that you're part of. You'd freeze to death if you tried to do the tropical thing, but they're the same person, just adapting to where they are. That's all that we've done. And that's the only difference. We've had to adapt to the society, to the language, to the teachings, to the food, to the altitude, whatever it may be, we had to adapt. But so that creates the difference, or some of the differences. But the source that's within is the same. It resides just at the mid-chest on the left side, right above the heart. That's where you live. The you lives there. Like the driver sits in the front seat of the vehicle. And on this side, it's on the right, and that side, it's on the left. But it's the same driver driving the vehicle, and it's in the front, so you get a good view. But the rest of the vehicle has another significance. But you have the life that you, who you are, the true you, the breath, the you that's hearing me. You live in the chest, above, a little bit above the heart. That's where you live. And the rest of the body just accommodates you for whatever you want to do. You want to play basketball? You want to swim? You want to dig a ditch? That's the motion in which it's being governed. But the you, for whatever the reason or the purpose that you're here, live within that cavity space. Have we got anything else?
We have one email. Yolanda wrote in and she says, what about failure in life? You say that we have the tools to find ourselves and to do what we were meant to do on this earth. But what about if we keep trying things, and there's a lot of things, and we fail at all of them? Whose fault is that? That's from Yolanda.
Okay. Yolanda, thank you for that. A failure, wow, that's a harsh word. And when do you know that you've failed? First of all, I want to ask you, how many times should it take? And then you'll probably be able to answer your own question. How many times should it take for me to stand at this line and throw the ball and it goes actually into the hoop? You know, like a basketball thing. How many times should it take? If I miss the first 20, did I fail? I gotten better. I'm closer. I understand now not to, you know, just whip it at the net. Now I'm learning something. Failure is very harsh, and people often think that maybe I should get up and run a 10K marathon, and if I didn't, I've failed. Well, you got to prepare yourself for everything that you want to do in life. There's preparation. And in the midst of the preparation, you can't label it as failure. I think failure is concluded at the end of the attempts. Or giving up. But before you decide to call it a failure, just how many times should it take? And I love telling the stories about, I think there's a Nielsen chocolate guy who went to the bank seven different times to get a loan to start his business, and he did, and he's successful around the world, blah, blah, blah. The question is, how many times should it take? How much effort are you putting into it? How much time? How much are you paying attention to it? Failure is usually registered once you say, okay, I give up. You didn't, the task didn't, the task is the task. You chose to do a different routine. You chose to walk away from that. You cannot fail. You're not designed to fail. What you do need to know, though, is how many attempts or how many turns does it take for me to accomplish that? Ask somebody who's doing it already. You know, how long will it take? And your ability or your effort or your, and I think it's your intention or your desire to accomplish this is what is measured as to the amount of attempts that you may take towards it or the interest that you may show. If I had put on or watching TV while I'm trying to throw this basketball through the hoop, I am just watching TV and I'm not trying to practice throwing the ball through the hoop because I think I could multitask. And I'd love to say this one to a lot of people. It does not exist. You can't be watching TV and trying to watch the ball going through the hoop. You can only watch once or look at one time, one at a time. So yeah, you could be driving and, you know, having a conversation, but you're engaged in one activity at a time. You switch back and forth all the time, and you believe you're multitasking. But if you really want to know if you can multitask, go ahead and stand in front of the mirror and look at both eyes. Look into both eyes at the same time. That won't happen. So you're not focused on two things at once. You're doing one item, and then you're switching to do the next. And this is why we tell ourselves we multitask. And because of that, we, you know, we love to tell that story because it makes us feel important or make us feel, you know, tough or bad or whatever the situation. But you're not multitasking. You're screwing up a whole bunch of other things is what's going on there. There is no failure. Because if in order for me to tell you that something has failed horribly, I'd have to tell you how many times it should take to get this done. Or should it even happen? Should it even happen? Should we be able to build a ladder from here to reach the moon? Because I think we'd have a few failed attempts. Should it really happen? Is it for you? Does the powers that be, which is yourself, that governs everything you do, actually know more about this than you do at a lower consciousness? What if that failed attempt is just a way of saying, no, this is not for you. This is not for you. There's a lesson in everything that we do. And please, I advise everybody to try and get that lesson. You need to get the lesson. There's no such thing as failure. You may just have to go back and try something different or change the mindset. If you change your approach to it, make sure you're focused on it. Make sure it's what you truly want. Make sure it's going to give you that benefit, if there is a benefit to it. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but you've talked about failure, and I'm trying to say that the only reason that you may see this as failure is simply because you didn't give it as much. I'm not suggesting that you didn't. I'm just simply saying failure occurs, and you can't tell me how many times it will take to get that perfect shot. You could get lucky and it's the first time, but you know, with my skills, I know it's going to be at least 50. Failure is just you telling yourself it's time for me to quit. That's how I see it. Today we're talking about the happiness you seek and the happiness that resides within you and how to achieve this. The happiness and joy and bliss, it's within you. You need to find it. And it teaches you how to live. It gives you joy. When you look within, you find the truth. You will find the true self. You will find the comfort that you seek. You will find happiness. You'll find hope and strength. joy. What we don't know, I don't feel that we need to know. And for what reason, other than just your own curiosity? Why do we think we need to know? Why do we feel we need to get involved in something that doesn't concern us? Where are you doing it just to fall into the social circle? But if it's not you, if you're part of the group, let's say, that is causing harm, let's say, and you know it's wrong, well, you also will know that you're holding yourself there and restricting yourself from your own growth just by being there. Because your path is obviously quite different than that. The truth about you is what we seek. When you find the truth about you, happiness lurks around the corner. If you're not feeling all that great about you, have doubts or self-doubt, or you feel hopeless and, you know, you're not as good at, don't compare yourself to anyone else. Find you. And I guarantee you, where the you is found, the happiness is there. Guaranteed. Because you will realize that this position that you're chasing is not the true you. It's not the true you. What if your purpose was to come here to start fires? And you go out and get a job as a fireman? Well, there's a conflict right there. Only if we knew what the purpose was. Your job is to come to start a fire. Then as you grow up and become an adult, you choose to be a firefighter. Boy, is that ever going to be confusing for you. Anyhow, in the you sense of the spiritual existence, whatever. Okay. So having said all that, find yourself, please get this, give yourself the message that you need to step out of your box and take a look at yourself. And know that everything you choose or want, need, not want, is within you, because some of the wants may not be good for your life. You may want a gun that shoots you in the eye. You know, it's a kid's movie we watched years ago. But the point is, your wants are not necessarily the way for you to go. The needs are available and is provided for you. Like I've said many times, the raccoons don't work, but boy, do they eat well. And they're having a good life. You know, the birds could fly to Florida and spend 6 months down there every year. We can't, because we probably can't afford it. Nature provides for everybody, and the needs are always provided for. Once you figure out what the needs are and you go towards them, you'll realize most of the wants will disappear, because it's in direct conflict of the wants or the need, the wants, sorry. They're direct conflict of your needs. Open your eyes, wake up, and realize the happiness that you seek is within you. And in order for you to attain it, you must put that light inward to take a look at the source in which that generates everything, the God that manifests everything. Everything you see around you has come from within. The knowledge to make that desk or the chair has come from within. The bank system has come from within. Everything is from within. So everything is within you. Some people put it out there to build a coffee stand to aid others, or to, you know, maybe have some money in life to pay for the rest of life. But that idea was from within. There's nothing coming out there. Everything you need is within. Have we got any more... emails?
We have two more emails for the show here. Carol wrote in, tongue in cheek, I'm assuming here, this is a joke. She says, hi, Barrington, did you ever run a 10K marathon? Yeah, because you mentioned that, right? So yeah. Okay, Carol, thank you. You get the joke of the day. Teal wrote in and said, I am a new listener from New York City. I'm currently involved in the New York University philosophy program. I heard about you from a friend here, and I'm supplementing my education by listening to you. And that's from Teal. And back to you.
Thank you very much, Q. We get that often. We get a lot of shows, people calling in and writing in, and they say they listen to the show. Some refer to taking it and giving it to their patient and just general information. They pass the stuff on. What you're doing is awesome. You're in a school to learn stuff that you don't know. It's great. It's going to open a lot of doors for you and put you in the right place. But in going in that institution, we need to have, we're better prepared. We're going in there better prepared. And, you know, for example, if it was the wrong thing for me to get involved with, I want to know, you know, if it's the good thing, it will elevate me and I will float to the top of it, for example. So the institution in which you're being taught and the life or the radio show that you're listening to and is introducing you to the life you're also being taught, the actions are always going to speak a lot louder than the words. I would suggest you as a student, pay attention to your own actions and the things that makes you happy or sad or what it is that you're looking for. Whatever it is you're searching for in life, make sure that you're paying attention to that. Pay attention to you and be the best person you are. And when you're in this institution of learning or training facilities of some sort, you observe the best from it and you will soon determine whether or not it's for you or it's not for you or what can I do with this information. So it's always a great thing. Thank you. I take that as a compliment. I think it's amazing. I get that from time to time. So having said that, thank you very much for the email. And I love the fact that people are listening and they're being we're being referred to others who may benefit from this information that we talk about. Open up your eyes. Everything I'm saying is within you. All the words and the entire body is a recording mechanism. All the things that you've been a part of, you've heard, you've seen, you've felt, even an emotion you felt when you're 3 years old. It is traceable and it's still within you. And at some point, if you were to dig deep enough, you'd find and go, that's it. I do remember that. Yeah, that, you know, add the other words to it if it was a good experience or a bad experience. But the point that I'm trying to say is that all things are available to you. All the information that's out there is available to you. All the things that you've experienced in your entire life, including your ancestors, their existence, because they pass it forward and it passes forward and passes forward and so on. And so you are a part of them and everything that you've been a part of in the past is also a part of you today. It's attached to you. Open the door that would give you the access to that information and you will definitely learn the best method to receive new information from any school, any institution, any group or whatever you're a part of. We're all the same. All the information is traveling with us, and we don't lose anything in our journey. You understand? We don't lose anything in our journey. We forget about them because we don't think about them anymore. But you could meet somebody that you haven't seen for many years, and they tell you something. You go, right, yeah, I remember that. And boom, there you are, right back there. All the things that exist here exist within you. I challenge you as a student or anybody out there to tap into your source and find the best self. The best self. And that's the one that's not going to find you egocentric or fearful. And when you're doing something out there angry towards another person, it's usually the physical display of the inward fear that you feel. The physical display, whatever is on the external. If you look in your room, you could tell what's going on in your mind. If it's clean, if it's clear, if it's, you're enjoying it. Yeah, that's probably what's going on in the mind. But if it's cluttered, that's a little messy and confused, you know, lacking order, then that might be what's going on in the mind as well. Find that source that could straighten that out and you will be so much happier. Thank you for that one. Thank you very much for that one. Carol, you're asking me if I've ever ran a 10K marathon. Not officially. I have run 10K and 5Ks in the past and walked them, but no, not in a competitive way because I did a lot of running years ago. I don't do much of it now. So not an official on your mark, get set, go to a 10K marathon because mine might have involved me stopping for a tea, coffee, the wind, you know, the whole nine yards, or just to rest the body. But I have been that distance before. I enjoyed it. And I encourage everybody to try to do it. So it's a lot of fun. Thank you for that, Carol. Oh, we talked about the film. So that's it. We've covered the ends of what people were talking about. We don't have a lot of time left. I'm just going to tell you, and I want you to be mindful of the person that you are. You are a true superstar. You were selected to be here. Your purpose here, your existence here serves a purpose. So you are special. Though we're connected to everything, for the billions and billions and billions of people that could have showed up here, you're here. That's what matters. And because you are here, you make that difference. It would help if you knew what the purpose was. You could find it. But you're here. You serve a purpose. You're not a freak of nature, regardless of what we like to say as adults. Whoops. You're not an accident. You're not an accident. You made that delivery to come here. Part of your mom, part of your dad, you've come here as an entity. You have a purpose to be here. No, there's no such thing as an accident. You and your partner may have said, whoops, yeah, one slipped by the goalie. However, is that one that slipped past the goalie an accident? Because he did get past, or she got here. So you can't call it an accident. You could label it if you want. It wasn't your plan. It wasn't your intention. I get that. But I like to say, and I say quite often in this show, that when we make plans, our creator laughs because, you know, they have their own agenda. And you're planning to go to a picnic today, but I'm planning to make it rain. What's your plan now? You know, and that's how sort of how life works. So yeah, no, you're not an accident. You're here for a reason. You have a purpose. And this is beautiful for you to realize, wake up and realize. How do you do all this waking up? And I say it all the time, and I now realize I need to say it more often. How do you do all this waking up? How do you tap into the source? How do you become a part of, or realize that you are actually a part of? Well, a good start is to meditate. You have started. You're on your way. This takes a long time. The growth of spirituality and to come to the size that it is today, it took years, many years, generations, because it's evolving with all of us. Your change to become that spiritual person is a gradual process. You're not going to wake up tomorrow. You shouldn't wake up tomorrow morning going, bang, there I am. Oh, that's me. But the journey towards it, because if you're trying to get to that knowing, you may have to readjust what you think you know. The gurus always say you may have to empty out the cup. Therefore, we could refill it. And they're accurate. Because of how we live today, we sort of have to splash out a couple of things and then put in something else. You know, you can't fully empty the cup because you have to survive. But you definitely need to learn how to get to that source. So you meditate. And in doing that, you're getting rid of some of the ideas or the things you thought you knew. And you're going to come to a point of realizing that we really don't know anything. We talk about the atom all the time. Has anyone ever seen one? We talk about these things all the time. We really don't know anything. And you get to a certain point where you know. When we were teenagers, we knew it all because, you know, God knows I have three or two now. But we think we know it all until you get to a certain age in life. You're a little older and you go, wow, I really didn't know anything. Pay attention to something. Look at it. And the older you get, the more you realize the little you know. This falls for anybody. You're going through your schooling program. You won't understand it right now. We are limited as to what we know. But pay attention to where you stand. So the information or whatever it is being taught to you or the lesson that's being given to you right now is in your favor, and you soak up this moment. Live now. Learn to meditate. Tap into your spirituality. I said to you before, you have already started the journey. You're hearing this. Just follow it. You will find like-minded friends. They'll find you. And you have more of a discussion. You're leaning, you're waking up, you're emptying out the cup, you're changing the ideas that you had that may or may not be the truth. But if you are truly concerned about finding the truth, look within. That's where it is. When you're looking out there for something, man, the source that you're using to provide the search light, the light itself is attached to the source. Look there first. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're having a good time. Thank you for being here. Until next time, please stay safe. Study your spirituality. Give yourself 6 minutes every day, everybody. 3 in the morning, 3 at night on self-reflection. Enjoy the week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.